There's Chuck Berry on your radio, friend. 16 minutes before high noon on your Thursday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and she is Jan Bowen, an author, keynote speaker, thought leader, and facilitator committed to helping leaders find their purpose and vision through balance. And, ladies and gentlemen, she is a happiness coach. Can't wait to find out what that's all about. Please say hello to Jan Bowen. Jan!
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm great. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Of course.
Where are you this morning?
I live north of Seattle, Washington.
Is it raining there?
No, and I heard your weather report this morning, and I understand you're gray and dreary, and we're usually gray and dreary, but today we're a mix, a very odd mix of sun and fog. So I think we have you trumped today.
So you were listening to your radio friend in the Great Northwest?
Of course.
And you still wanted to come on with me?
Absolutely. I am just enamored with bowling, rubber ducks, all kinds of things.
Yes.
Now. I understand
senior
much
citizen?
More than I used to.
Did you hear about the big empty bowl soup event?
I did, actually. I'm focusing on the more lighthearted aspects of your show, but I did. I thought
that's a lighthearted event for a good cause, for Halo, the
homeless Halo and the causes that you talked about were very, very wonderful.
Yeah. What's your favorite soup?
I have to say mushroom.
I like a good mushroom. I like mushroom, cream of mushroom, but I like mushrooms in the soup.
Oh, you don't like it completely pureed?
I like it. There's not a food that you could name, Jan Bowen, that I don't like. When you look up on Wikipedia under foodie, they have my picture in it.
Okay, how about okra?
I love okra.
Oh my goodness!
I will even eat a Brussels sprout if it's got some drawn butter on it.
Okay, you're a foodie.
Yep, it's a problem.
No, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing? All right, so tell me, how does a young woman in the Northwest of the United States... Oh, by the way, are you a Seahawks fan?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that question. It would be heresy for me to say I was not.
But are you?
I just cannot say that I'm not.
Because we had Tom Mobeck, who's the director of the Recreation, Parks, and Cultural Department here in Racine. He's a Minnesota Vikings fan. He was in here earlier talking about the rubber duckies and the bowling event and stuff. And he's a huge Vikings fan. And the Seahawks play the Vikings this weekend.
I know.
You have no idea. You don't know anything about the Seahawks, do you?
I do.
You do.
I do.
But
you know,
but you're not really. But you're really not a Seahawks fan, are you?
I enjoy sports in a different sort of way. I don't. I do enjoy them. I love them, actually, and I watch football. It's just that I don't retain the details of the game in the way that other people do, so I can't speak intelligently in the same way. I love watching the interaction in the game and all of that, but when they get into the playoffs, I just really care about watching a good game, and whoever wins isn't as important to me.
Do you know who Russell Wilson is?
I do.
He's your quarterback in Seattle.
Yes.
He was our quarterback here at the University of Wisconsin.
Did you like him?
Love him.
Okay, then.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
He's a very wealthy man. He did not win the Powerball yesterday, but he didn't need to. He signed like a $85 million contract with the Seahawks over the offseason, so he's good to go.
There you go. He would have given it away if he'd won, though, I bet.
He would have given the Powerball away?
Yeah.
No, I think he would have given a lot of money away, but I don't think so. He's got a lot of bills. He's like Bill Clinton. He's got bills to pay.
Okay.
So how important is money in happiness?
I think money is one of those interesting quotients. It does play a role. You know, it's easy to say that it doesn't matter, but what money can do is it can enable things that are very important at a very basic level. So money does play a role in happiness. Money plays a role in not just basic needs, but it can enable some pretty deep higher needs too. It can permit someone to reach a higher level of education that takes them to a higher place of learning that maybe is just a big dream for them, or allow them to experience things that they wouldn't have been able to without money. So money does play a role.
What percentage of people do you think, if you ask them, are you happy, would say, yes, I'm happy? What percentage of the population?
That's a good question. And I have never done any research, and I don't look at the statistics. But I would guess that it's, if people were honest, you know, if they weren't having to give their names or anything like that, I would guess it's less than 50%, excuse me.
Yeah, I would think it would be a lot less. It's, of course, just a guess. I don't know what kind of research they've done. And the key on a question like that, of course, is anonymity and that people would be honest. She's a happiness coach. Her name is Jan L. Bowen. She is the author of It's Not That Complicated. Happiness is literally in our founding documents in this country. We are promised the right to the pursuit of happiness. How do you pursue happiness?
To me, there's a very simple way to go after happiness, but it eludes people because we do make it complicated. And I think the secret to finding happiness is being really clear on what we're here to live our life to do, our purpose. Once we're really clear in ourselves with what our purpose is, it gives us a reason for living. I mean, you know, when you know what you want to do with your life, it makes everything else fall into place. And I think what makes it confusing for people is because when I even say those words, you know, you have to know your life purpose, it sounds like this grandiose big thing. And, of course, it is in a sense, but knowing your purpose doesn't have to be, you know, being a huge humanitarian or giving away all your money like we were talking about with the sports stars and that sort of thing. It can be as straightforward as making a lovely home for the people you love or creating harmony between, you know, the people that you come in contact with. Just knowing that is your strength and value and what you do in every part of your life can give you a sense of clarity when you go forward. And knowing that about yourself makes everything else fall into place.
Have you ever heard of the book Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl?
Yes.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Frankl, ladies and gentlemen, was a Holocaust survivor, and he was a psychoanalyst studying under Sigmund Freud. And at the time, the concept of mental health, when psychology and psychiatry first started, was you were considered mentally healthy if you had a lack of conflict in your life. But, of course, then Frankl gets arrested by the Nazis. He knows that his entire family has been killed at Auschwitz. He's in Auschwitz. And that book is about his experience on a day-by-day basis and the purpose, the kind of purpose that Jan Bowen is talking about right now, that he had a will to live because he felt that the book that he produced called Man's Search for Meaning was his purpose. The thing that Frankl found out, Jan, was that if we have something in our life, a purpose that is beyond ourselves, that we can withstand the greatest amount of loss and suffering that a human being can endure. And yet certain people are absolutely consumed by the smallest amount of suffering. Frankl's concept wasn't about getting happy. It was about just surviving suffering. What is the difference between surviving loss and suffering and being a happy person in the midst of all that?
I think what we have obtained, and I don't know if it's just in this culture or in Western culture or how far it extends, but I think we have an entitlement of pleasure where we expect, there's a certain expectation that life should be easy if things are going well or comfortable or happy. But that's not true. I mean, life has pain. Every human being will have some degree of discomfort, pain, grief, whatever. And different individuals their life path will have different degrees of it. That's a fact. I mean, it just is. There's deaths. There's all different stages. It's what we choose to do with going through that and how we adjust to it that really allows us to embrace a level of happiness in our life. And that choice point is completely within our control. There is joy in the middle of the deepest grief.
Well, that's one thing that Frankl revealed in that book was there was literally a sense of humor in Auschwitz. And he talked about it. How have you found people in third world countries or that are really suffering in war-torn countries, how can they be happy?
See, I think in one sense, they are closer to happiness in the way that their expectation is lower. The more that some cultures are blessed, the expectation is higher for more, you know? In war-torn countries, oh my gosh, if you have rubble in the middle of the street because of all the bombing, if you see a flower or the sun shines, that's a cause for joy. I mean, for Pete's sake, that causes a smile because everything else looks pretty darn bleak. I think joy is pretty close in those kinds of situations.
She's happiness coach Jan L. Bowen. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Good.
Thank you.
I just realized I might be mispronouncing it. But it's Jan L. Bowen. She's the author of It's Not That Complicated. And you can go to her website at janlbowen.com. What's not so complicated?
It's not that complicated to sort out the pieces once you know your purpose. What people can do to make life easier is create a structure in their life of all their habits. You know, if you have a daily habit that really supports yourself, it takes the chaos out of life. I think one technique that is so simple and doesn't take time is just stopping in the middle of busyness or chaos and breathing. And it sounds so simple and trite, but my gosh, if you just do it for a second in your car, at your desk, at your home, whatever, it works. And things like that, it's just really not complicated.
We've actually had a breath coach on this radio program. There's literally, there are licensed breath workers, beautiful humans, that literally get licensed to reteach people how to breathe because under the stress of life, Jan, we even forget to breathe.
It's so true. I'm so excited about your show, Glenn. I really am, because you're bringing all these resources forward. Absolutely.
Well, that's what we do. We bring solutions, and that's the name of your organization. You're the founder of Strategic Solution Services. Do you get to speak publicly frequently, and what kind of groups do you speak to?
I do. I love to speak publicly because what I like to do is, you know, talk about some of these things to help people. I talk to different size groups and different types of groups. Corporations hire me, and companies of smaller size hire me, like professional associations and groups.
You know, I mentioned the founding document saying that we had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the original text, in the original document, it literally said we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And they changed it to happiness. Property is something that is attainable. Happiness is something that obviously is not tangible. How do you know when you're happy?
Oh, I think it's a connection within. Happiness, and I do like to distinguish between happiness and joy in the sense that happiness can be something that is fleeting. You know, we can feel happy when we eat ice cream, back to the food. But joy is something that maybe isn't a momentary sensation, but we can feel in the middle of grief, going back to our previous discussion. And we feel it within because all the pieces inside of us line up. It's a peacefulness. It's a sense of everything's really okay with the world, even if the signs around us are in chaos.
Well, I really appreciate you listening to this radio station in the Great Northwest, and I would love to have you on again. You're a wonderful representative for the concept and the potential of being happy. She's Jan Bowen. She is the author of It's Not That Complicated. You can go to her website at janlbowen.com. Jan, thanks a lot. I like the Seahawks over the Vikings, but we'll just pull for a good game.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at high noon.
Stock markets and China, Pelosi and gun control. I'm Jim Ascendio. Wall Street and markets are